Elmer's leaving Thursday, and before Elmer goes, is there something you'd like to kind of carry through and clear up there for the gang in the morning, busy time? What would you like?
Maybe one spot would be
all right. Let's pitch
can
him there.
Can you do that in one period?
Let's make it.
Can you do that in one
solid
period?
Missouri Synod tomorrow morning and put Elmer on at 7:50, huh?
What? 7:50?
Yeah. Well, I think you should put both Elmer and Ginny so that people come for several reasons. You know, two reasons.
Well, that's true. I'll turn pages.
Yeah.
You surely do.
I'm going to see the final results of your 10.
Yes, I think so, too.
You want me to read all the lists that everybody made during the...
Well,
yeah.
Why not tomorrow at 11 o'clock meeting for the fun of it?
I'll take him as Missouri Synod.
Yeah, I'd be glad to claim him myself.
Yeah.
Actually, he has understanding of how the gospel shapes its own hearing. He mm-hmm. certainly is. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, I organized you that beautiful time with Walt Bowman that morning. That was great. Mm-hmm. One of the fine moments in this whole place. Tuesday now, how about Rosemary? Where do you want to pull in now?
Any place. I could do a variety. I have two talks that go together, but I don't know if there's time.
Do you want to make Tuesday, Thursday?
Tuesday, Thursday morning? That's all right.
All right. Do you want to take that 7:50? You want a longer time dialogue with it, or do you want 9 o'clock shorter time? Whichever you want.
That's okay.
7:50?
There's going to be an awful lot of people this next week, so we could readily have some double sessions.
Yeah,
because we get a lot of faculty that ought to be heard, too.
Yeah, we really have got it. We've got an awful lot.
Better give Will some big spots so his exposure gets...
Yeah, now this is just what I was thinking about now. He'd like to have a chance for an overnight with his family, but he doesn't need it right away. And he wants to do some fishing. But I was thinking... Will, Monday night, put Will right across there to let him flip all the chips he wants to. Take a short vespers and then take the evening for a deal. How about that? Double duty on Monday.
Yeah,
okay?
Fine.
Early concentration here. By that time you've captured your breath. Well, that'll get us going on dialogue for the week.
Oh, right.
Bang, bang.
Okay.
Not chitty chitty either. Then we got Tuesday to fill in up there. We've got Tom here and Larry and Dave, our rest of our establishment here. Now, as far as I would say to put the first Monday morning there, since we don't have choir on Monday, put in at that choir period in there a chance for our preaching clinic to get organized tomorrow, whoever's around here with. So just put down Arndt there. We're going to have this little organization. Then we'll work out our own schedule, aren't we? Whoever's here. For afternoons and so on. 4 o'clock and so on. But then I would... however we want now to share the rest of these times and these actual periods you have got... This is Arndt's last week. He leaves Friday. So I would suggest a final opportunity for... why don't we put you in Monday morning where that Luther period is for kind of a gathering. Everything you got, all right? Put Arndt in there, Friday.
First
right under Luther, next to M.E.M., before Marty. And that gives him a chance to meet kind of...
Friday, 7:50.
Friday, as he's been this year.
7:50.
Week, a sort of collector. Yeah, right in there. Now, I'm no arguments now with the rest of it. It's up to you people, however you like.
Carol, one thought is, are you going to have an awful lot of young people this week?
Mm-hmm. Some, yeah, especially,
I'm wondering,
not an awful lot still,
it's a
week after we really are flooded with them.
Maybe,
yeah, I would too.
You know, if we could have one session for them kind of geared to their
I think we ought to, Elmer.
Frustrations, utilities, you know, put it all in one bundle. So.
Yeah, I would, well, why don't you kind of, I mean, they might want several more sessions.
Yeah.
Too, but you have a morning slot to kind of point it up, and then suggest 9:30 in the evening as these nights you're left here or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Would Tom and Willie and Dave are not getting in there, and this thing is getting filled up.
Yeah. Well, Joel, too.
Yeah. And Larry and Barbara.
And Larry.
So we're going to have to do our doubling.
Is there any way in which you could do this business with kids? Are you talking about the Pride and Frustration to do a sort of a panel? Maybe
something
three
for
of the
kids.
People,
yeah. I was going to say
three of the people that would cover some of the variety.
Yeah.
Of
I think that's.
We were thinking of doing a forum Tuesday night on Is There a Christian Lifestyle? And so
who's going to do
group,
that? Now?
Group forum. Well,
so
I'm sure you're down there. Good things to fill in.
That's on Thursday?
Tuesday night.
On Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think as far as the kids are concerned, though, we ought to really get some reading of them and then sort of move with them as they are, you know, because if they're going to want their evenings for doing some other things, or if they're going to be sleeping in at 7:50, you know, maybe we can gear to 11 o'clock, you know, double it there or some other thing. Because I understand there's a lot early in the week and then it tapers.
Oh, I see.
Well, the end of the week, they have a double overnight, usually, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they usually go out on the trails. I think Elmer and Jenny could do something very specific on giving them an idea of what they can get out of the village, you know, for themselves, but also.
Well, I think we could use some, like the 6:30 slot for some of these kind of group things, too, rather than the...
Except the kids like to play volleyball.
Yeah, that's
no, they are still physical.
Not too many of them, though. Really, it's surprising how few of them have this year.
Maybe they're scared of all those pros over there.
I think we can schedule things at 6:30 and get, you know,
we'll get good participation. I mean, we'll get as good participation because our workers are all available then. Except for kitchen.
Why don't you put my wife down for flowers some 6:30 slot?
Flowers?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Tuesday?
That's fun.
Why not make it
Monday? Would that be with slides?
Before people start hiking, even. Okay. Kind of fun, I think, to get in on that before you take the hikes.
Well, the thing about Jenny and Elmer is that if they could take the youth that are in the village and, like, you know, point out some of these things that they shouldn't miss, because there's some things that besides finding out what they're interested in doing, you know, feeling them
out. Well, why couldn't Jen and I try to get together with the kids at 6:30 tonight? If we could have announcements at noon today at all three meals that said, you know, like 6:30 tonight, let's get together someplace. And
fine, set up a kids' week.
Right, and then just talk through it.
Good idea. Yeah. I'm for that. We will.
Because there's a new group coming in today. We can get them right off the bat.
And then there was a group that came in yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I wish you were on here the week following, but everybody's got a youth person with them. That's when we pick up the pieces from Larry.
I remember. Next
one.
I'm leaving myself.
is it a good place to meet here in Koinonia or the Shaft?
No, I think you'll have some. I think I'll have some.
I think maybe it's better to get it here. Yeah.
I think because of size.
Yeah.
There'll be over 100 kids tonight in the village.
You want to? I wouldn't mind having a book group 3 days at 4.
Okay. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
How about Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday? It's going to be Marcuse, Eros, and Civilization.
I'll take our calling on Monday. Inner building.
Do you have any lectures next week?
Tuesday.
Do you want to do some lectures next week, or you just want to do
something?
I'll run it through if we need.
Carol?
I'll run it right through.
I could take one thing on Tuesday at 9.
Good.
Is that still open?
Yeah, yeah. Joel.
I thought I'd begin to move over into some special challenges of the metropolis.
Good.
Good.
Well, don't you want more for the week than
well,
that?
Well, I'm prepared to.
Well, why not take Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday that sits up there. There's like two slots at
all
the same hour.
All right.
Is Willie going to talk in the morning?
Start to get the Saturday going.
Yeah.
Am I going to do what?
You're going to say
Saturday
in the morning? Are you a morning person as well as an evening person?
I, I just don't function well in the morning.
Okay. We're talking about 11 a.m.
We'll give another hour over there for Willie, Mark. 11 until 4. Well, you really quit pretty early last night. I was surprised. I have a fire watcher on until about 2 in the morning. I went in there to see how things were moving. Well, we were down to 3.
Yeah.
Well, no, that'll be swell, because really this late evening is the best, I think, the best time for real live give and take.
I'm not opposed to doing some stuff in the morning, you know, something different. But
let me be blunt. I think we ought to force this guy to do an organized presentation, in the morning, where he comes in with
Well, let him pick up. Why not pick up his pieces on Tuesday and put him in at that 11 o'clock hour? Willie in there, see?
All right.
Very good. Then after the fireworks on Monday night.
That's all right.
You have a chance to be the calm after the storm.
Yeah. Well,
he might be very calm Monday night. He might be very calm now.
How about
you? You are very cool.
Johnson?
Yeah. Now,
Tom. I'll go Friday 11 unless somebody
Friday
else
11.
Wants
okay.
to.
How about that?
Yeah, we'll go later. See, that takes away.
Are you going to have a mine hike?
Wednesday. Wait, you're going to make it Tuesday, Friday, because Wednesday you got a mine hike in there. Huh?
That's right. We're going to see mine hike.
8 hours of geology.
Carol Williams.
Those who are so turned off by Willie they can't stand him on Tuesday can go over with Larry and hear about rocks.
Excuse me, there's some prejudice.
Don't.
Oh, that's all right.
I've never managed to throw.
People are turned off by rocks.
Yeah.
There's going to be rocks in the air.
Turned on by rocks to come back and throw them at
Willie. Yeah. Find out what kind of rock will do the most effective job.
That's one thing that I'm.
Larry, were you on Friday too?
I guess so. Could you come for the brokering film? And
you
could barber down for 11
o'clock on
Thursday. I don't know.
Well, I think you can handle that.
Well, that brokering film would work out well again at that same time you had it before, one of the 6:30 hours, right?
Good.
Well, I put it in Tuesday. I put it in Tuesday on the church festivals or what?
Yeah.
Church festival. We're celebrating the church year, I guess.
Yeah, you mean at the same time tomorrow?
No, it's Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday.
That's 6:30.
No, that's when we're having, when Bob Collins is going to do her
live. Monday. I should prove it Monday for Monday. Flowers.
Monday at 6:30.
Because I thought before the hype started.
Yeah, but that's when you're going to have Elmer and Ginny talking about that they ought to see Barb Collins' live.
No,
but
Sunday.
Sunday night.
Oh, excuse me. Boy, I sure am. I waked up an hour earlier.
It's early this morning.
Well, it just makes it worse for me to that.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I forgot this week had a Sunday. Oh dear, excuse me.
Is it selfish to offer for Wednesday Vespers, Carol?
No. That's what I'm just waiting. Any of you like Elmer put down for Wednesday Vespers.
For the women's group.
You better give Willie a shot later in the week, eh?
You bet.
He's all down at the beginning.
Well, why don't we stick Willie down again for...
You're going to be here after Wednesday?
I'm going to be here for
3 weeks.
He's
going to stay.
I'm not.
He's got it.
And I've got...
Take a vacation.
The only thing that I've got coming up, I guess, were you aware of this, Carol? The groups, the expo spillover people, some of them have requested that I spend some time with them. So other than that...
That's that next week, you see. Well, even this week.
It's not this week, is it?
No, it's next week.
It's next week.
Yeah, I'm glad of that, Willie, because this takes me off the hook a little on my feeling guilt, because I'm moving out of here on Wednesday.
Could we have Martin, Marty?
It's all right, I'll take care of it.
Friday.
Martin, fine. Friday?
Uh-huh.
Well, very good.
Did you have a short...
You've got him on a
that doubles him up in that same night.
And he's on in that morning, too. That's a little much, I guess.
Okay.
Watch us.
I think it's all right. What we
got
there.
How about Baden here and Martin? Yeah. Marty here.
Okay. You're with me.
Can I have a short even route on Saturday, then?
A short even route.
Yes, Saturday is the musician.
What I'm doing this morning is I'm going to have the congregation rehearse. I don't think musicians should be the only one here. I'm going to rehearse all the responses to my sermon.
Great.
Saturday.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, right. Or what did you say?
That's great, man. That's great.
Or what did you say?
You are the most.
You thought it was all bros?
No.
You still got a 7:50 on Wednesday. I'll take that one.
On Wednesday at what time?
7:50.
7:50. Arndt.
Oh, that's up here.
Arndt on Wednesday at 7:50.
You've been
yesterday,
because that's when Ginny and Elmer are having their...
Well, we're moving fairly fast.
Yeah, now, what was this last night?
Arndt's at 7:50 on Wednesday. Here, next. Now, what else do we want in there now? Because we can still double up some.
Now, on Ginny, this is the unmarried's day, Tuesday. No, what I'm talking about is, where have you got Ginny and Elmer for that youth group?
Up in Sunday night.
At 6:30 Sunday night. So they're tonight. That's what I
mean.
I've got music for here.
They have another
Friday at 4:00 during the book booking period down in the center. And if we don't have choir on Monday and Tuesday, could I have that slot at 10:30 to go over some music materials? Carol, or would you like to keep that free?
Choir on what?
I don't have choir on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Could I use that for my
sure.
Okay. Music for ears at 10:30 on Monday and Tuesday. And then choir starting Wednesday.
Very good.
And what about Saturday and Sunday? Nothing there, right?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to put me on 9:00 some evening to the glacier slides, or you want to do it at no time?
Very good.
I think, Rich, I wish we could get the volcano.
We got all morning Saturday there.
Well, it all depends upon the mood of the week, whether it's glaciers or volcanoes.
Saturday's Joel. Horses.
Hello, Mom. Hello, Pop. It was a great fight.
I'll use Beaton for matins on Sunday. You want to put down 9:00 on Sunday, Beaton.
Did you hear about the profession?
He's got this morning.
I don't know what the seminar is. They put all their tapes in?
No.
And so there was a seminar of tapes.
So,
one day coming.
Yes.
He's on an 11:00 slot.
You could all just go after a beer.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. Probably a discussion on
the prop and the meeting.
Yeah,
we're going to have a good discussion.
Now, yeah, now, look like now on Thursday. There's another forum vacant. Now, who looks better after?
Yeah, Thursday would be a good time. How about
that? 9:00.
Have a forum Thursday night for Will?
Except I
don't want to miss it, so why don't you put it Wednesday?
Yeah.
Well, you got one Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry about that.
Well, Will's going to have to do something.
Last Saturday, open first hour. I'll take, well,
I think he could take care of himself.
No, see, as we're traveling away from the village, we look back and see the plan.
Try this.
Gene, do you want, somebody going to want titles for these?
Well, yeah.
Brief, yeah.
Very, very brief ones we can put in the paper. They don't have to be, you know.
Well, let's just put the titles on the board.
Well.
Yeah, you can put them on the board, too. They don't have to be, you know. She had them in the paper. It was kind of a help, but maybe it was kind of a mystery.
Yeah, well, we can put them up on that.
The board out there.
Board out there, too.
I wonder if that isn't
that paper didn't come very clear last time. It's hard to read. Pretty hard to get it in. Hard to read.
Very hard to get the name.
Yeah. Why don't you just use the name?
Just put names, and then you can put the titles on the board.
Biographies.
Well, we're going to have one on the faculty.
Yeah. Why couldn't you have two charts? One with the names, and then another one stuck in another part of the paper with the topic.
And they don't connect. It's got to be simple.
I think he names on the printed thing and put the titles on the bulletin board.
Yeah, just have the people and put the titles on. But I think so too.
We should sometimes have a session on creation.
Get the titles and to Cliff for registration desk for posting tonight for the evening meal.
We have some 6:30 slots open if anybody wants.
Larry's having a volleyball clinic Wednesday, 6:30. Larry and Carol.
Is that right?
We have one girl we take turns playing with, and whichever side plays, that one girl loses. That's all that you want to
come play with oranges.
Last night was Larry's turn to be thrown to the lions.
Midweek service volleyball clinic.
No, don't worry. Well, I realize we have a wealth of resources here, and I don't pretend we've begun to expose all of them. We have a large group present with a lot of different kinds of demands, perhaps, on the place and time of you who are here. So you can get a chance to set up some extra time for them. Don't forget, one of the greatest areas for good, lively, and oftentimes warm conversation is the New Center. And that's a nice area down there in the afternoon.
The nice thing, though, about not doubling up is giving the faculty a chance to sit in on Bean and Marty and Willie and stuff so that they're not...
I like to keep it to a minimum. I really do. You know, we ran this place for a couple of years, only the first 2 hours. Then that 11th hour was always for argumentation that had come out of even before. Frankly, that's what I'm going to do after this. I'm just going to resist faculty.
Carol?
Because this allowed a continual resolution of the loose ends of the night before. Mm-hmm. And even for only 9 or 10 or 11 there, which sometimes was true, they got their piece. They had a chance to say it. They had a chance to feel like their particular issue was in. And obviously, we don't have anybody in our faculty which represents the general tone of the laity, which always is a few years behind, if not a few centuries. And this is one of the problems in the conversation.
And in some rare moments, a few centuries ahead.
That's right. Right, there are times when to listen, I think, is quite important.
I bet the woman whose wife was the consul general in Mexico City.
A woman whose husband became
American consul general in Mexico City. Yeah. Yeah, I think she has a heck of a lot to offer. She was sitting in our book group the other day, and I sort of turned her off. Sort of ashamed.
We had that glacier. Yeah.
Well, amongst our guests this last week, we've had Dean of a very adequate theological school, Perkins, as good as any of the Methodists have. We had Miss Ilge Gazelle Institute, who just paying for herself for a retreat here. At the same time, we happen to have a preschool clinic. It just happened that way. But I mean, we do get quite a few guests that have something to say that might be even more informed than we are in some areas where we're saying that. So it doesn't hurt to listen. That's a gospel truth.
I'm still wondering, should we leave those 6:30 spots open?
6:30? Yeah, I think so.
And the way that somebody feels and moves, because this is what people, like during the week, sometimes, you know, Herb or last year, Katie Sherson, that have our thing, it allows you a little bit of, you know, leeway.
Well, I'm satisfied. We covered the area. If you have,
leave that, because that we have to have that early. See, a lot of these people don't know that there are.
Arts and handicrafts. That's all. Arts and handicrafts. Right, thank you. Arts.
That's always.
Better put sculpture and ceramics, so they know it's there.
Yeah.
In the handicrafts.
And you see. In the paper, 2 to 5 is one block.
Oh.
And actually, it's better, I think, to have that one because it doesn't look quite so much like they're really computing their time.
Well, nobody has to go there.
Nobody.
No, I know. You know, people sort of feel like they're paying for it. You're going off getting everything you can.
Oh, no. Not very many. Oh.
I think people ought to be have an orientation to that when they first come.
Well, they really do. In fact, they get turned, I think, a little bit too much, because especially for the high school kids, they get pounded on freedom so much that they feel like they're betraying us and they go to something. Which is sort of the opposite end of the stick.
What do you usually do at this 9 o'clock hour, Carol, in terms of time?
Well, you mean in the evening?
Yeah.
Well, I oftentimes, if I'm around, I tell them, well, let's cut it now so those who want it can go and the rest of them want to stay with it can stay, so that they can leave en masse around 10:15 or so. And then the rest will sit here and oftentimes go until 2 and 3.
It's mostly to discuss and just kick it off with a couple of things, you know. Yeah. Rather than
we have the discussions here, Willie. Yeah. It's jammed in. I mean,
right,
they're all over the
people
place.
People are all hanging up around,
hang
the
around
top
the top.
Here
and stuff.
Oh, good.
It's a good rap session.
And they, because there's a certain anonymity to it, allows them to poke up and be a voice from above in the midst of what you got to say sometimes and so on. So it's a little easier for them to give and take here than it is anyplace else where it gets to be too much like a classroom situation. Mm-hmm. And then then those who want to move with it are allowed to stay here until they feel like they got to give each other a back rub and the sound and make up a little maybe, you know. But it goes pretty well.
Art, are you on there enough for your last week? Is that satisfying?
Got them on Wednesday and Friday in the morning, and then of course we're going to have some
Monday
preachers on some separate. He's on Monday during that choir period that sort of organizes guys. Well, I like the variety as I'm looking at it. I hope I don't see too much conflict situation. I have one problem, and that is that we can get a little overwhelmed by some of these people like Baint, and then become simply an audience. So delightful.
Yeah.
So we can't have too much of that.
But when do we have? We have him two nights and then one morning, is that right? For Baint?
Yeah.
I think that's the way he sits up now.
Is he just here for that one week?
Oh, no.
He's here. He'll be here this
time. He's here next week. Is he only on for, no, he's Sunday now for matins there too.
He's on one morning, isn't he?
11 o'clock on
Monday.
And then the two rest.
Well, why not put Baint on Thursday too with Barbara Collins over there when there are two? Because if there are those who prefer.
The only thing, Carol, we were talking about using Barbara Collins' lecture on genetics for teachers, and that's what you're going to do.
Well, that's what you're going to do then. Okay.
You don't want to hear Baint?
Yeah, that's right. Let's not divvy that up. You're right.
Baton's a good one for having discussions in the sauna anyway. So.
Yeah, he's excellent in the afternoon. Anybody wants to relate to that.
So we could just put Baton in the sauna.
That's right, you could put Baton, because he doesn't care about having any reading stuff, and he likes that 4 o'clock hour. So Mary, for the fun of it, at 4 o'clock, Baton in the sauna at the pool. Baton at the pool.
For me, that discussion is
a therapy.
Trying to sing when you're hanging with them all.
Oh, gosh, we always maintain that we could have gotten Bacon, Fry, and Schutz, or whoever it was, into a sauna at the same time. We'd take it a lot further than we
could.
But Fry wouldn't take off his vest.
Creep our tickle. That's right.
That guy came in with a pectoral cross.
Can you imagine getting burned with a pectoral cross?
Very good.
I mean, you're going to
get a tan. Where the pectoral cross used
to
be.
Well, yeah. Just like a Baint at the sauna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know that fellow?
No,
I
don't know.
Who gets the title for the board?
I think if you bring
give it to
Cliff should have them. He sets that up.
He lives around.
I don't know, he didn't get up for breakfast this morning. So
Well, Cliff
leaves.
So Cliff leaves this week sometime.
4 years of concentration.
But Harv will be back. Harv Winsey, the regular guy, will be back. I presume if he isn't, Karn will be around.
I'll be back.
You know, it seems to me, I don't know if this even fits in here, but the port, and this is, I suppose, one of the things that we would do with the kids tonight, would be to say, if there are any special interests, if they can move into the shack in the evenings and draw, in fact, I see that's...
Yeah, this is right. This is right, exactly.
Yeah, that's the idea.
You could have these unscheduled things.
That's great.
They went back very long.
Well, we haven't turned off everybody's turned off because of someone, but...
Well, they, you know, did a lot of their own deciding what kind of people they wanted and set up some of their own stuff.
And it's a lot healthier in that, the last shape of this heat than the way she was working out.
Yeah, I agree.
But this, I couldn't convince youth officers because this ain't programmed, you know, this is a story. What I like about them this year is they're trickling in all through, not being herded in at one time. Two guys to 33 girls and stuff.
Have you got anybody who's good with bongos and all that stuff, Carol, you
recommend? You mean a jazz outfit, all this sort of thing?
Yeah.
Well, how good they are, you got me. I don't know, we got a game around.
You got a group of pretty good musicians. Kids, we've done kind of jazz and vespers with and stuff like that.
Well, if they're still around for a while. And all of them are
here. I mean, we don't have any really loose vespers. Unless Willie does one. We don't have any really loose vespers this week, you know. I mean, last week, for example, we had this Passover, you know, where we had the drums and stuff. And we had a peace vespers Friday. There's no vespers.
Mark, you want me to take it or not? Either way. All
right,
well, I'll take it since I got my car on.
She teaches him to
song.
So she's
See, if I could find some people who could do it, I would do about a third of it.
We've used it.
Have you?
It's
like that, just wait. Well, my wife knows it. But we can do it in the
community.
Maybe.
They've got a pretty good group of kids.
Of course, we almost need that record here so that folks can play.
Yeah, hear it.
Hear it. Well, I don't know. I might just do a little tomorrow night.
Well, thank you for taking this.
Well,
I didn't tell you you were on a record day. I thought for the historians of the village, it'd be fun to see how did this periodic thing actually manage to operate at all. And there you can see banging away one to another. I thought it'd be just fun to have one back at the session.
I'm trying to get used to housekeeping so I don't go into shock next week.
I'm prepared to.
You're prepared to go into shock?
Yes.
Yeah, but you got other things to do, you know.
So one of them will be. I think Jerry will be in.